If people could only see us during the song.
I know. One day.
One day will happen. Hi, mamas.
Girl.
Yeah, it's been a week. Yeah. But first and foremost, welcome to Cheat Day Podcast.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Thank you for joining us. I am one of your hosts, Frankie Mateo, and I am joined by the one and only
other host, Kristen in the house.
Yes. You haven't said that in a minute.
I know. I need to bring it back.
It's an oldie but a goodie.
That's right.
All right. So how are you doing?
I'm hanging in.
Yeah.
I would love to say the things that are transpiring in America right now are surprising, but they are not.
No.
And if anything, it's just a matter of what is my part in helping change this for the better or stop this or whatever it is. So,
yeah.
Yeah. So I don't feel helpless, but I do feel like with everything happening at the state capitol and the terrorist attacks and all of that stuff, it's just, it's overwhelming right now. It's overwhelming. So how about you?
I'm good. I'm as good as I can be. Mm-hmm. I think I'm really trying this new thing, which is called, like, let me have a positive attitude about my life and the things that are going on with me in my little bubble. Because positivity is not something that I always lead with. Like, I tend to be very kind of self-conscious, and I doubt everything that I do or everything that I'm not doing. And I tend to always, trust myself to be able to do the things that I need to do in order to move forward in life. So I'm trying to not do that and be a lot more positive, put myself out there more and think that I can have the things that I want and live the life that I want. So I'm trying to do that these days. I also got the vaccine this week.
Yay!
One of two. Okay. Which is, interesting. So I'm okay. I'm alive. I have a place to live. I have income. I'm doing this. I'm pursuing goals that I have. I'm good, right?
Yep.
So yeah, let's dive into the week and the things that have happened. I think let's lead with the positive.
Okay.
Which was the Senate wins in Georgia.
Yep.
So we had Raphael Warnock and John Ossoff that won their particular races, and that has locked the Senate for the Democrats. So now the Democrats will control the Senate, which is great. And also, Warnock is the first Black senator from Georgia.
It's amazing.
Yeah.
History in the making.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so I think that's amazing news that we got on Wednesday, followed by the shit show.
Yes.
That was the terrorist act.
Yes.
From a bunch of white men, racist, white supremacists. Terrorist. Yeah.
Yeah.
So walk me through, like, where were you when you started, like, hearing of the news from D.C. on Wednesday?
We had the TV on all day, so
from I was like, I know where you were. You were home, and that was a stupid question. Sorry.
No, it's okay. I was home, but I might not have had the TV on. Right? Correct. Like, I might not have been found out about it until way after. But no, we had the TV on all day, so we were getting play by plays as it was happening. Mm-hmm. But it's not a surprise. You know what I mean? It's not a surprise. It's like all the ingredients were there. All the encouragement was there. All of the resources necessary were there to do what they did. And so it was crazy. And I was praying all day for the squad, you know, for these women, you know, for these LGBTQIA plus folks, for these Black folks, for these Indigenous folks who literally put their lives on the line, literally, to help us. I mean, that's like the most disgusting part of all, is that these folks are trying to help us. Mm-hmm. And, you know, we're not providing a safe environment for them to even work. Mm-hmm. And so, you know, it's terrifying. Like I said, I was praying and I was trying to think positively and, you know, I was trying to think end results as far as everybody being okay. But yeah, it's scary.
Yeah.
It's scary because the president of the free world is telling people to do this. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And there are still people in this country, in this world, who think of Donald Trump and think, what a great guy. Ugh. He's just doing such a good job.
I don't understand.
I don't either because I don't either. I do and I don't.
Yeah.
I understand why people want to stay in their ignorance. I understand why people are so, why it's so hard for people to see the brainwashing that we've all partaken in our years, you know? Mm-hmm. And it's just easier to live in ignorance and just assume that everything's okay. And to know that you as a white person, that your interests are being protected, mm-hmm. and fuck everybody else at the cost.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. I mean, this is a man that doesn't care about any, that's the insane part for me, is that all of these people don't understand that he doesn't care about you. He doesn't care about them.
Nope.
He only cares about himself and his Twitter account.
Yep.
So the fact that they have been brainwashed to the point where they believe that he has their best interests at heart baffles me.
Yes.
So this basically, apparently this has been in the works for a few weeks online with all these like hate groups.
Yep.
And he has continued with his lack of acceptance of the results of the election, which were fair results.
Yep.
He has continued to motivate people to do these kinds of things. And in that same day in the morning, he had a rally where he just incited the violence that occurred. And him and his son, and I just, makes me sick.
Yep.
That man I can't even look at him.
No.
You know?
It's like looking at Hitler. It would be like if they brought Hitler back and they were like, we want you to look at Hitler.
Yeah.
We want you to deal with Hitler. Hitler's going to be your president.
Yep. Yep.
Everything's going to be fine. You got Hitler.
Yeah. So then, you know, people went to the Capitol and stormed in. Well, I wouldn't say they stormed in. They were let in.
Yes.
By the Capitol Police.
Yes.
Welcome with open arms.
Yes.
Another, I mean, so many aspects of this are so wrong.
Yes.
Like, where do you even begin to understand the craziness that happened with this attack?
Yep.
So, also, the day was Wednesday, the 6th, which mm-hmm. was the day where historically, what happens is that the vice president and the Senate go into the Senate chamber and they count the vote, the electoral votes for the from the election. And he has been telling people that this is fake, that he won, that the election has been stolen, and to protest the results. Yep. And has been asking people to go to the Capitol and you know, fight it. And that's what his people did, the Trumpsters.
Yep.
So they go in there breaking windows and doors, and a lot of them had weapons.
Yep. Zip ties.
Zip ties and guns.
Yep.
There was a man that was found later that had a car full of bombs that was nearby, and he left it there to go in, and they came back to it. I mean, and then they go in and they made their way to all different offices and the yep. Senate chamber and are taking photos and are taking selfies with the police.
Yep.
Where are the rubber bullets?
And the tear gas.
Where's the tear gas?
Where's the militia, mm-hmm. army, mm-hmm. ready for fucking war police force?
Like, if they knew that this was happening... I mean, when the Black Lives Matter protests happened, they were like the whole military descended on yep. DC.
That's right.
And here, oh, we don't have just Capitol Police.
Yep. And they were escorted out. Politely.
Yeah.
Escorted out.
Yeah.
Which, you want to know what that tells the world? Hey, white man. You can do anything you want, and there will be no consequences for you.
Well, I mean, that's been the message for hundreds of years. 400
plus years. Yep. And it just continues on. Yeah. It just continues on.
Yeah.
And people stand by silently.
Yeah. Yeah.
Silently.
And threats were made. There was a man that was saying that he was going in to kill Nancy Pelosi. There were photos of them sitting at her desk with the feet up. They left messages. Yep. They took things. Yep. I mean, just a complete violation. I mean, I was shocked. I was shocked as far as like how far this was allowed to go.
Right.
But I wasn't surprised that it happened. It's just the reactions and how I just, it's upsetting. It really is upsetting. So people are being arrested because, of course, they took the photos and they posted them. Yep. So now people, I guess the FBI is like going through and trying to identify and making arrests. Do you think this is going to go anywhere?
No, absolutely not. It's a show. It's all a show. It's always been a show. And it's always going to be a show until we start fighting for the freedom of all people. Mm-hmm. That's it. It's going to keep being like this. I've said it a couple times recently. I'm like, people need to stop being surprised when people continue to die and things continue to burn. Because if you're not doing anything, if you're actively being passive about this, then you are a part of the ingredient that makes things the way that they are right now.
Yeah.
So don't be surprised if people continue to die, because that is the result of people not doing anything. Freedom is at a cost. You have to fight for freedom. Freedom is not something that is given. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And we've seen that time and time and time again. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. So no, do I think it's going to go anywhere? Absolutely not. We cannot send the message out that white men have to deal with consequences. We need to stay within that narrative that white men can do whatever they want, because we live in a white supremacist, capitalistic, patriarchal society. Mm-hmm. What do we expect? Mm-hmm. And if you don't like living there, then change it.
Yeah.
Change it, and change it now, and change it quickly and aggressively. Mm-hmm. Figure out what your part is. Mm-hmm. Because we're beyond the, I don't know what to do. Bullshit. Mm-hmm. Do you know how much information is out there on the World Wide Web?
Yeah.
That most privileged people have access to. So there's just no excuse. There's just no excuse for us to co-sign this behavior and this terrorism. And by being passive, we are saying it's okay for white men to do whatever they want.
Yeah.
And people really need to understand that.
Yeah.
You're not in trouble. I'm sorry. I just get very upset. I get very upset because.
Yes.
You know, as someone who so desperately sees the injustice, the gross injustice that is this world, and then you see people complaining about it, but not wanting to do any of the backbreaking work it is going to fucking take to change it, is fucking frustrating. And then to feel like you're someone who has even less of a voice than some of these other motherfuckers. No one's going to listen to me like they're going to listen to a white man. Sorry, that's the world we live in.
Correct.
That is what has been created.
Yeah.
And if we ever want to see it different, then white men and everybody else have to follow suit in doing the work to change it. And in the meantime, people will continue to die.
Yeah.
And people will continue to suffer.
Yeah. Yeah.
For no good reason. It's not even like, oh, well, we just don't know better. No, we know better. I'm sorry, you're not in trouble. I'm going to stop yelling.
No, I know. No, it's okay. Let it out, mamas. Let it out. People need to hear this stuff. It's an important message. But he needs to be removed.
Yes.
So I guess they could potentially introduce an article of impeachment as soon as tomorrow, Monday, the 11th. Yeah, he needs to go and stopped. And his political career needs to be cut immediately.
Yep.
I mean, I just can't believe that we had 4 years of this. Because he has been inciting violence since day one.
Yep.
When he said, I can go to Fifth Avenue and shoot somebody or something along those lines and get away with it.
Yep.
And then people voted for him.
Yep.
Oh, so much so much to unpack there. It is very upsetting.
It's very upsetting. And I will say being on the white side of things, it's even more upsetting to see people doing nothing about it. It's doing nothing.
They're you mean like nothing. Seeing white people do nothing about it?
Correct. Correct. Mm-hmm. If anything, not only do they do nothing, but then they fight against the people who are trying to move us forward. By using their platform to spread hate.
Yeah.
And government propaganda.
Yeah. I mean, it has been very upsetting also to have people compare what happened on Wednesday with the Black Lives Matter movement. Because it has nothing to do with anything. I mean, really, nothing.
No.
Nothing.
With it's terrorism and people fighting for the freedom of people.
For their lives.
That part.
Black people are being murdered. On a daily.
Yep.
The people that did this on Wednesday, they're just protesting because they, not protest, it's not a protest, it was an attack. They're attacking because they don't like the results of an election. They don't like that their guy lost. They're afraid because they want the country to continue to be led by white people.
Yep. It's so many things, like you said, so much to unpack there.
Yeah. Okay.
Yes, girl. You know, I always say it is good that we talk about these things, though heavy, though uncomfortable, though, you know, they will bring up rage and anxiety. It is so important that we as a community are talking to each other about these topics, especially right now. And we stop talking about it when white supremacy has been dismantled. That's when we stop talking about it. We stop talking about it when people are not dying at the hands of it. And suffering at the hands of it on a daily basis. That's when we stop talking about it. So these conversations can be transformative. You know, they can be something that moves you forward. I think people often feel like it's a labor of something. It's like, well, it's not going to do anything. It's not going to change anything talking about these things. That is not true. That is not true.
No.
And talking about them and getting them out in the open and getting them out of the dark and really taking accountability for the part that you play as an individual and making things what they are or what they are not is so fucking important. And that's all I'm going to say. I'm just going to say that. And now we can move on unless you have something you want to add to that.
So, no, I mean, I mean, I think, you know, we've said everything, not everything, but, you know.
Most of it.
So the 20th is the inauguration.
Yes.
And I'm really just fucking looking forward to that. And apparently he won't be there, which is fine. I think it's what's best for everyone. For him to not be there and not be seen ever again and go to jail and be punished.
Yep. For the criminal, for the criminal that he is. I don't even know if there's a word to describe the what it is.
He's a disgrace.
It is a disgrace. It is a disgrace. Mm-hmm. It's disgusting. And like you said, it's hard to look at. So,
I mean, he has done nothing for this country.
No.
Nothing but make it.
No. Except wreak havoc and kill people.
Correct.
Kill people, starve people, put people in concentration camps, take children away from their parents in said concentration camps, force hysterectomies on these women. We could go on, you know? People always want to talk about all the wonderful things that he's done for this country. Give me a fucking break.
I can't name one.
No. You know, and I also hear people say things like he really woke us up, like he really kind of blew the lid off of things and really kind of, it's like, no, we have always known this. Maybe this blew the lid off it for you, Susan, but the rest of us knew what was going on.
Yeah.
So you need to get with the program.
Not giving him any credit for anything.
No. It is an example of what we must fight tooth and nail to never have to have that come into fruition again. And it could. It could in 4 years now. I think people think, oh, you know, the 20th, Joe Biden's in. We can sleep easy now. No. No. The fight is not just beginning. And you better be ready to fight. You know, I think people think they're safe. I think some people think they're safe, and that's why they're like, well, it's not my problem. I'm not going to worry about it. You're not safe.
Right. No.
None of us are safe.
No.
None of us are safe. We don't know what safety is. That's never been provided or created for any of us in our culture.
Anyway, my Lord.
It's a lot, but we have the ability and the power to change it.
Yeah.
And right now, not in 10 years from now, not, you know, when I feel like it or when I get to it on my to-do list, social justice should be a daily to-do for everybody.
Yeah. So. Okay. So, moving on to the next topic. Did you the next topic that's been sort of talked about this week, even though it happened on the 26th, did you hear about Soho Karen?
Yes, and her interview with Gail.
Oh my God.
This bitch.
What?
Her hand.
I mean,
okay, Gail. That's enough, Gail.
22-year-old brat. is what that is. So what happened is apparently on the 26th in a New York hotel, this young woman lost her phone and then happened to see a 14-year-old black teen, mm-hmm. and then blamed him for it. Not just that, but attacked him physically, mm-hmm. tackled him. All this was caught on video.
Yep.
And apparently the hotel had the phone.
Yep.
And the hotel staff just stood by as she did all of this. She racially profiled a yep. young man.
Yep.
I mean, and then she apparently got arrested in New York, and then she was just released, I believe. But then she went on this interview with Gayle King for her morning show with her daddy hat, which,
oh my God, I was like, are you fucking kidding? Like,
I mean, if this is the future of our country, I don't even
like
know.
Oh my God, thank God I know so many like smart, willing, open-minded young people. Because if like that was the representation of what young people are, I'm like, oh my God, this is bad. This is really bad.
Although, you know, I've seen such behavior in the past from some young people.
Yes.
So yeah, so she did all of this and she goes to Gayle King and she shushes her and just the disrespect. And apparently, people were saying she can't be a Karen because she's Latinx or whatever. She is Latinx is not a race. she's white. She is Puerto Rican, but she is white. Her race is white. And yes, you can be a racist Latin person, as we've seen. Just shout out to Florida because it's full of them.
Yep.
And yeah. So what is just insane, and I hope that I don't believe that she learned her lesson.
No, absolutely not.
I think there are many things going on with this young woman. There's certainly something that's sad. There are some things happening there. Even her attorney was like, I don't know what's happening. I've never seen this type of behavior from somebody. The interview, it's funny to watch the interview and watch her attorney and their faces, and at some point she turned to her and said stop.
Wow.
Yeah, so then that was sort of like the other thing that people have been talking about this week. It's just this, you know, it's a lot happening, a lot of sad people in this world.
Yes, that have decided to take it out on us as opposed to look within and do the work.
Correct.
I mean, granted, our culture doesn't really encourage that.
No.
But let's think outside the box here.
Yeah. Yeah. All right. So we kind of wanted, I know we started the show with very sort of negative things.
Serious things. Yes.
So how do we, throughout all of this and many other things, perhaps personal things in life, how do you stay positive? How do you bring that positive energy into your life? Like, what are some things that you do or things that you practice to stay sane?
I hear that. Yeah. Well, you know, I mean, like when I'm, you know, fully posting on social media, I talk a lot about my eating disorder. I talk a lot about the things that I do to kind of cope with the stress of everything. I am happy to report that, like, even with the mental health stuff, like, I don't feel like the walls are closing in right now. And I feel like that's a direct result of the self-care regimen that I'm currently in.
Yeah.
And I think it's a direct result of having faith in something bigger than me. I don't know what the hell that is. I have lots of stories as to what it could be. Mm-hmm. But nothing has been confirmed. So I try to have faith in something bigger than me. Mm. I try to remember that even in the powerlessness, because I think I think people can get really down because they feel so powerless too. It's like, I see all these bad things happening and I don't know what to do. And so now I'm just kind of left here with no solution and these horrible feelings and mm-hmm. nowhere to put them.
Right.
And so I've been trying to find places to put them, mm. like constructive places to put rage and anger mm-hmm. and fear mm-hmm. and sadness and all of these things that have come up in this last year in a really intense way and in a way that I can't look away. So spending a lot of time in the garden, mm-hmm. Being creative, putting time into the Love Your Show shop.
Yeah.
In, you know, in merch, I started writing some rap lyrics recently, yeah. Because I would like to do some like freestyles or maybe put like some words to music.
Yeah.
Just because of how I'm feeling, mm-hmm. You know, talking to Andy, mm-hmm. talking to friends, mm-hmm. you know, talking to friends about these things, not mm-hmm. reliving the trauma, but really processing what's happening in the world and what we actively can do about it. Because I think that helps with my feeling of powerlessness, too, is that, mm-hmm. you know, I talk to people about these things and, you know, I more and more get feedback from those conversations or things that I post on social media or whatever it is. And it seems like people are paying attention, feeling inspired and getting into action. Mm-hmm. So me realizing that I have influence on people, just like people have influence on me, that gives me hope. It's like, mm-hmm. yes, we live in such a fucked up world still. Never was there a point, I mean, there might have been moments in history where things had been utopia-esque, but we've lived in a very barbaric world forever.
Yeah.
And I don't want to live there anymore. Mm-hmm. I never wanted to live there. I just didn't. That's just where I was born.
Didn't know any better.
Exactly. It's just like with anything. It's like we don't choose where we're born. We don't choose what color we are. We don't choose what financial circumstances we were born into.
Yeah.
You know, we just get here and grow up and figure it out mm-hmm. and hopefully do something to make the world just a better fucking place than it was when you fucking got here.
Yeah. Yeah.
So all of that gives me hope. All of that gives me hope. All of that helps me through my day. And I mm-hmm. will say like that, obviously movement, mm-hmm. eating, mm-hmm. water, mm-hmm. meditation, therapy, yeah. medication, mm-hmm. Herbal remedies. Yeah, I mean, all of it. I have to do all of it.
Yeah.
And I don't necessarily do all of it at the same time, but I have to do bits and pieces of it all the time, every day, or I suffer. Mm-hmm. And there's enough suffering in the world. I don't need to mm-hmm. cause my own suffering. Correct. You know, the world will cause enough suffering on me. Oh, I don't need to yeah. add to that fucking list.
Nope.
So, yeah, I just, and I think it's a recipe for everybody. I mm-hmm. don't think it's one singular thing. I don't think it's one therapy appointment and then you're cured. Mm. You know, one group therapy session, you're cured. One journal entry, you're good to go. It's like, yeah. no, it's an ongoing thing you have to do every day for the rest of your life. If you want to maintain yourself properly, it's like with anything. It's mm-hmm. like if you want a car to run for a long time. You gotta be nice to the car. Mm-hmm. You gotta get it oil changes and shit.
Yeah.
Rotate the tires. Mm.
That reminds me.
You vacuum it occasionally. You know what I mean? Like,
yeah, yeah.
So, yeah. What do you do? Like, what are you currently doing?
Well, I mean, I found a list. And maybe we can go through some of these things and talk about it. A lot of the things on the list you've already mentioned. So one of them is, the first one is spend less time with negative people. I think that's major. Because if you're trying to stay in a positive state and you surround yourself with people who are constantly talking about negative things, that just brings your whole thing down, right? So just yep. kind of eliminating sort of toxic people from your life, I think is really important. And I don't have that many friends, but the friends that I do have are pretty amazing. So, including yourself. So, thank you, Mamas.
Thank you.
Number two is repeat daily affirmations. Is that something that you practice?
You know what? Not consciously, but I'm constantly, if I think about it, I'm constantly going, oh, I'm awesome.
Yeah.
Oh, I'm awesome. Oh my God, I'm fucking awesome. That is still something that's being revealed to me because, you know, like when people beat you down and tell you that you're a stupid piece of shit most of your life, and then you take that messaging into your adult years, you have to unlearn all that before you can start on a path of like positive affirmation. But that often starts with telling yourself things that you don't necessarily agree with. Like,
correct.
You're beautiful, you're smart, you're funny, you're strong, you're courageous, you're willing, you're open-minded. Yeah. Like, those were things I remember when I first got clean, I would put positive affirmations on my bathroom mirror. Didn't believe any of the positive affirmations, but I wrote down everything I wanted to believe about myself. I was like, I don't believe anything good, but I know there are things I do want to believe about myself. So when I put that shit on paper, well, 12 years later, I'm walking around the house and it's telling me to get humble.
Be like, you start to believe them. Yeah. You start to believe after a while. It's a matter of being consistent with yourself. Yeah. I'm at a point where I don't buy my own hype. Like, I don't believe these things, but I do want to believe them. Because I feel like that's the way for you to unlock all of the things that you want out of life. And if you walk around not believing that you're the shit, then you get shit. You know what I mean? Like, you get nothing. So, yeah, I think it is important. I'm not 100% there yet, but I think I'm working towards that. So I'll keep you all posted. So we have number three, build a supportive network. I think that's very important because you can't, I mean, you can do it alone, but I think it's much better if you do it with others that are rallying for you.
Yep.
You know, build a network, you support each other, you raise each other up, right?
Teach each other.
Yep. Keep each other grounded. Yeah. Number four, put yourself out there more often. Gosh, I am terrible at this. Terrible. I am so insecure that for myself to go out there and just put myself, it is very difficult for me. I'm going to be completely honest. I always feel judged. And this might not be the case, but I always feel like I'm being judged or looked at. And I know that people have their own worlds going on, their own bubbles that they are probably not even concerned with me. But in my head, I feel like everybody's judging. So that keeps me from perhaps doing things that I want to do. Right?
Yep.
How do you feel about that?
I think that, I think putting yourself out there builds courage and confidence, and it teaches you that you have the ability to like show up and perform, you know, when necessary. But it's like with anything, it's like you have to do it to get good at it, right? Yeah. Like you have to work through the nausea and the nerves and the actual throw. Like I still throw up sometimes before shows because I'm so terrified. I'm fucking terrified, but, I know that there is a much larger possibility for a payoff by like walking through the being terrified and just doing it than there is in not and just saying, I'm just not. But I had to be ready to do that, right? And it's been something that's been gradual that has happened over time. I remember when I first moved to LA, it was literally like the first 2 weeks I was in Los Angeles, like what? 15, 16, 17 years ago. It'll be 17, 18 years this year that I've lived in California.
Wow.
But my friend tried to do a video of me and I couldn't even fucking talk. It wasn't a live video. It was on a little camera in a living room, just her and I. And I remember I could not get two words out.
Oh my gosh.
And so I just think about stuff like that. Or I think about the first, the first showcase I did with the youngsters at LAYN, you know, and how terrified I was to do that. I was hosting the show, you know what I mean? Or like doing stand-up comedy or like doing any of the things that have just fucking terrified me. But I managed to do them anyway at some point. But, you know, it's, yeah, gradual. And I do think putting yourself out there is really important because I think it proves to yourself what a superhero you can be. You know, I really do think we all have the ability to be superheroes of our own stories. And putting yourself out there helps, I think, helps in developing those skills.
Yeah. And I mean, I think that that's one of the many things that you're great at, which is you just go. You just go. Like, you don't, ever since I've known you, I've admired this thing about you. I mean, I admire many things about you, but this is one of them, which is that it appears that you have no fear, even though I know that you do, but you don't publicize it. You sort of keep it in very calm, cool, and collected and just go for it. You just go. I mean, it's beautiful to watch. Because really, I mean, I have not seen one thing that you haven't gone through in the past nothing has stopped you. I feel like people have come to you many a time, be like, oh, we want you to do this thing. Okay. And you just kind of do it. You just go. And I'm like, with me, it's like, oh, we want you to do this thing. And immediately I go into panic. I panic and I try to find ways to get out of it. But you, I don't see that with you. And I want to be like that. I definitely want to be more like that, which is like, okay, let's do it. Let's go. And I'm trying to practice that. I'm trying to say yes more and just do things. Rather than being like, oh, I don't know, let me think about it. Or I don't know about that. Or I have something else that day. I mean, like, yeah. So I think you are amazing at that. All right. Number five is try to feel more grateful. Gratitude is important. Be grateful for the things that you have. Regardless of how little or, you know, huge they are, just be grateful for those things, because many people don't have anything. Number seven is pursue your goals. I mean, I think that's pretty self-explanatory. You just gotta go for it. Whatever it is that you want, everything's possible. And just having that attitude of like, you can have that thing, regardless of how unlikely it seems on the outside.
Yep.
Stranger things have happened.
That's right.
So just go for it. Do it. Yep.
Do it.
Try to be less judgmental. Okay. I mean, I try to keep an open mind and not be judged. I mean, because definitely I felt judged many a time, and I know how it feels, and I don't want other people to feel that way. So I try to really keep an open mind and not be judgy and understand that people have a past and trauma and history that perhaps is manifesting in certain ways that you might not necessarily agree with. But that is their path, and they'll figure their lives out. As long as it's not hurting yourself or other people, keep doing it. Keep doing whatever is working for you. But I mean, sometimes it's just a little too much. You know what I mean? Let's see what else is here. Be as flexible as possible. Yeah, I think we just talked about that with the going for things and just... Mm-hmm. Really allow yourself to go there and be more adaptable.
Yes.
Which I think I am very much set in my ways. I mean, I have my comfort zones that I like to keep myself in. But in order to achieve the things that I want, I can't have that. Like, I need to venture out into the unknown. Because if you don't do, you don't know. Mm-hmm. And I might have a great time over here in this other part of life if I just push myself outside of these four walls. Right? Again, you are like the queen of that. You're very adaptable and flexible. You are.
I try to be. I think that's why I've survived. I think I've always just figured out like what I needed to do to get through what I needed to get through. And it has really benefited me in my adult years because it's such a big survival aspect of being able to be adaptable to anything that gets thrown your way. I mean, mm-hmm. so many people can get thrown off course with one simple thing. And it's like, it's going to take a lot to get me off this goddamn course, tell you that much. You know, I don't care.
You're like dodging.
Yes. Like, stick and move, motherfucker. I'm going to kill you. I'm not getting off this path.
No. It's beautiful.
No.
Yeah.
So, yeah. Okay. Yeah. It's very beneficial.
Yeah. Then we have make therapy a priority, which I think we've voiced many a time. The therapy is important.
Yes. Yep.
I think in order for people to perhaps function at their best, therapy is important.
Yep.
Okay. Pay attention to the vibes you're giving off. Ooh.
Good one.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, like, are you asking people to give you what you're not willing to give?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And what kind of energy are you putting out into the world in your interactions with people?
Yep. What are your intentions?
Correct. What are you looking to get out of this?
Yep.
Are you looking to get anything out of this?
Right.
Are you approaching people with that mindset of like, I'm only reaching out because I need X, Y, and Z? Rather than I value you as a person and I want to have this interaction for no other reason than I think you're an amazing human or whatever it is.
Yeah.
Keeping that in check, right?
Yep.
Take a break from social media. Now, this one's a little bit difficult because you and I are on this path of building empires. And I think social media is so critical to that because we need to put ourselves and our product out there. Like our podcast, you have a show, you have a store that you need to promote.
Yep.
You have work that you need to do, activism that needs to happen. Yep. All of this in a social media world makes social media important. So how do you balance that with, because although social media can be a very positive thing, it can also be a very negative thing. So where do you find balance?
I think like moment to moment, I'm kind of choosing what I'm willing to subject myself to. So even though I'm on social media, I might not be like, I'm grateful when people post things like viewer discretion or trauma, you know, alert or whatever. Like that's always really helpful that people do that because then I don't have to see images unless I am ready to see those images.
Yeah.
But, you know, with everything that's happening in the world right now, you know, social media is a constant stream of just the shit show that is and like some hope intermingled into it, you know. And so I think just making a conscious decision as to how much I'm going to subject myself to each day has mm-hmm. been really important. Mm-hmm. Because it does, it varies. And it's like with the activism and being, you know, needing to be prevalent on social media, I need to know what's going on.
Yeah.
But I don't need to know every gruesome detail.
No.
You know, I need to know the stuff that I need to know in order to pass on this information to people. That's it. That's all I really need to know. Or it's like most of the time, it's not even me that's telling the story or the voice I'm trying to amplify. I'm trying to amplify other voices who are saying the things that we need to be hearing.
Yeah. I mean, I think it has a lot to do also with, you know, people that you follow.
Yes.
You know, I'll be quick to silence a motherfucker.
Yes.
Like real quick. Silence, unfollow. Because a lot of people are just out there to promote hate and hateful things or things that are not really relevant to anything.
Right.
You know? So, yeah, don't be afraid to mute those negative messages.
That's right.
Which don't serve anybody. You know, they have no purpose.
No.
To spread hate.
Yes.
Okay, so I think this one, we practice mindfulness throughout the day. I think we sort of talked about that. Give what you want to receive. We talked about that. Yeah, so I think that's pretty much it as far as this list. But of course, there are probably many other ways that people can bring positivity in. You know, meditate, yoga. If exercise works for you, you can do that. You know, endorphins make people happy. So, you know, all kinds of things that you can do. So we just left 2020. What are a couple of things that you wish could just stay with 2020?
Self-doubt.
Yeah, that's good for me.
Self-doubt, like, we're done. Mm-hmm. We're done here. We're actually going to leave that in 2020.
Agreed.
Yeah. Self-doubt. I really feel like nothing else is coming to mind, which makes me think that that's really just like the biggest thing in my life that I'm trying to be done with.
Yeah.
Serves no purpose. And it was put there by the patriarchy. Mm-hmm. It was put there by white supremacy. Like that's what put that there, right? Nothing constructive, nothing positive. It's just been a hindrance to me. It has, I think maybe it's given me some perspective on things, but that's about it. Mm-hmm. And that is just, it's just gotten in the way of things.
Correct. Yeah.
Slowed me down.
Yeah, absolutely. And I think self-doubt is probably the one major thing that has affected my life, my whole life.
Yep.
Because that's been the one thing that I've paid the most attention to.
Right.
That voice that tells me that you are not smart, you are not attractive, you are not, you know, whatever, you're not healthy, you're not good enough, you're not all of that. When in reality, it has proven to me many a time that I am those things.
Yep.
But I still just listen to that voice. It has kept me from a lot. And, you know, everybody says like, oh, you have your own path. Like things come to you when you're ready. Well, motherfucker, I'm ready. I'm ready now.
Right.
I'm ready now. So, I'm leaving that behind. I want to leave Donald Trump behind.
Yep.
I want to leave COVID behind.
Yep.
Lockdowns. I want to leave Karens behind.
Yep.
I want to leave the people who don't wear their masks behind.
Yep.
Yeah. Those are the things. Body shaming.
Yep.
Oh, you know one thing that I want to leave behind? Because you know this trend of oversized clothes, right?
Yes.
I want to leave behind all the skinny motherfuckers that go and buy all the bigger size items. There are big people that need those. They don't make enough. They don't make enough sizes, bigger sizes for people like myself.
Yeah.
So please, if you are a small, do not buy a double XL. Just don't. Maybe companies can start making small in a more oversized way for you who wears a small. But, you know, we all want to wear cute things. Shit.
For
makes,
real.
Makes me mad. Okay. So, yeah. That's that.
That's that, honey.
Yes, mamas. So, where can people find you?
People can find me on all social medias at the Love Your Show Show. You can find me on Etsy at Love Your Show. You can find us, Cheat Day Podcast, on Instagram at Cheat Day Podcast. And I do a show on Facebook Live every Wednesday at 6 p.m. Pacific Standard Time. It's a public show, so I highly encourage that you stop by and check it out. It's art and activism.
It's a good time.
And I think that's it, right? That's everything. Right?
Yeah, that's that. We want to thank everybody for listening to us.
Yeah, we love you guys.
We love you. Make comments and rate us and follow us.
And share
the podcast with people.
Yep.
And we will talk to you next time. Until then, have a wonderful time. Stay safe and wear your mask. And do one act. And do one. If you cannot do more, do more. But at least do one act of activism, social justice, support Black-owned businesses.
Yep. Figure out your part. Figure out your part.
Figure it out. Figure out a way to do it.
We all have a part in this. What is yours?
Yeah. Be a good human. Be a good person.
Right. That's right.
All right, y'all. Love ya.
Love ya.